Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. And it is open phones, and here to set it up, everybody's favorite setup man, Scott Shannon.
Shut up. All right, man. I'll tell you what, gang. It's time for totally open phones, man. It's what we like to do, gang, on Friday night, man. Actually, every Friday night, man. We totally open up those phones, man. It's 520-9710, or maybe, you know, you're out there, man, on that valley, man, that effing hot box, man. And they have a 888 Jones. All right, gang, it's 888. Want to talk about anything we talked about, something we should have talked about, we talked about but didn't talk enough about, man, jump on, man. All right, man, God damn it, this Halloween, the effing kids, man.
All right, gang, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710.
There it is.
There you go. All right, let's talk to...
The phones are officially open.
There you go. Zach and Foothill Ranch on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey, dude.
Lord, bro.
Hey, seriously, I almost crashed my truck when I heard that you didn't know who Michael Scott Shannon was.
Is his first name Michael?
Well, yeah, this is a radio guy. This must be a radio guy.
No, I'm not a radio guy. I just came out of high school at that point. Pirate Radio was probably the best morning radio show.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Yeah, a little younger than I am.
Okay, no, but Tim, you should know the station. I mean, you should at least have a memory.
Listen, I'm not saying I hate the guy, and I'm not saying I love the guy. Right, I'm just saying I don't know who the F he is.
Right, but when I bring him up, you act like I'm talking about somebody that nobody knows who it is.
But most people who live in Los Angeles don't know who he is.
Well, most guys, Zach remembers the station.
All right, check it out, guys. Here's the deal. I woke up in the morning, got my Trans Am, and went to work, and it was an easy listening station. My life crashed. I joined the Navy and got the hell out of California. There was nothing left for me here after that. That was the best radio station ever. And everywhere I went, I mean, literally all over the world, I'd meet other Navy guys that were from this area, and everybody knew that radio show. And I would tell them that it was off the air, and they were stunned. What happened anyway? I don't understand.
All right. No. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know who the guy is, and I don't know what you want me to start telling you. I know who he is.
No, he's back in New York. I don't want to have a conversation about it. In fact, it's not.
I just looked up his picture on the website. It's the first time I ever saw him. It looks like John Tesh.
Okay. Well, I mean,
that's who he looks like, right?
Not really, but maybe.
He does the opening for the Sean Hannity Show.
Right. He's the voice of the Sean Hannity Show. But you should remember, at 44 years old, which you are, you should remember 1990, Tim. You should remember Pirate Radio.
Listen to me, you clowns.
You should remember that.
I heard Pirate Radio, and I've heard it discussed. I never listened to it.
Okay, but you at least...
I was a big fan of Rick Dees.
Oh, hey. Thank you, Tim.
And I was a very loyal Rick Dees fan.
I know. You used to...
And I would not listen to Pirate Radio.
Right.
But then again, I wasn't a big music fan. I like talk radio.
That's fine. No, it's fine. So you do remember the station, at least.
I do not remember the station. 103, 105?
100.3. Right. It's not like I'm making it up. I mean,
Is that K-Earth now, or is that K-Earth was 101?
No, now it's V-100. It used to be The Beat.
Is that right?
Yeah, now it's V-100. They play a lot of like urban music and stuff.
Robert in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
What's up, guys?
Where, Mom?
You know, I want to say that I really love Whitman's imitations, but I want him to do Trevor from the racetrack.
Oh, Trevor Denman?
No, yeah. I don't do that. That's what I don't do.
Yeah.
And the way they go.
Oh, boy.
Not a good one? Not a good one, Tim?
Not bad. It's actually pretty good. Do it again.
And the way they go. And the flag is up. On the way they go.
Sounds like you've been out there once or twice.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there tomorrow. Closing weekend.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. Okay. Have a couple of pops.
Yeah, hit you up, buddy.
All right, there you go. All right.
There he goes.
Can't wait to run into that guy tomorrow. Guy's going to puke on me. Oh, boy.
He's working it up now for you tomorrow. Hey, dude, good to see you, man.
I don't know how you're that drunk at 10 o'clock on Friday.
I tell you, man. All right, dude. Tell you, you got some funny ass, man. Ah, ba-boo. God damn it, man.
10 o'clock and he's already dead bomb.
I would pay to see a dude actually vomit on you at the track. I would pay if I could.
Why would you want to see that?
Because it'd be hilarious the way you'd the way you'd react. Ah, Christ, man.
I bring a change of clothes just in case that happens. I do. I bring an extra shirt and a pair of pants.
Leave them in the car?
And shoes and socks in
the car.
Are
you serious?
Yes. You have no idea what happens at a racetrack.
Yeah, I'm serious, Dougie.
Yeah, you can fall in horse ass.
Sure, of course, yeah. No, yeah. I don't. It's not that I want to see that happen. It's just that, you know,
right.
you create a funny picture when you say that that guy's going to throw up on you. It's very funny.
All right, Ratava in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
I have three questions for Larry King.
All right.
One is Larry acquainted with Scott Shannon? And if so, what is Larry's opinion of Scott Shannon?
No, Tim, I'm hang up on this idiot. I'm not.
Wait, what's your other questions?
Right.
Two is, what did Larry do for a Halloween?
What's the third one?
Third is, your screener is adorable on the phone, and I want Larry to formally introduce.
Oh, are you hitting on Gina?
Big time, Frank. Big time. She's so cute
Frank.
On the phone.
All right.
Frank is from Scarface. We got to go big time, Frank.
All right, let me ask Gina. Gina, how many of these guys hit on you when they call up?
Is it common?
How many of them hit on me?
Yeah.
Very few. I'm a little upset.
Really? Really? What percentage?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Gina?
I don't know what's going on.
We're just asking a question.
Oh, my God.
Gina.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who are you?
It's Conway Whip.
Gina.
Jesus
Christ. She gets locked up, and she gets, like, in a weird zone.
She's like, retarded. Robert and Whittier, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How's it going? You
not bad.
All right, dude. I'll tell you, man.
Doing great.
I'm out in Whittier, man. Look at you.
Yeah, just hanging out. I was just wondering if Whitman could do Rick D's.
We've done it. No, this is not pull the string on my back time. It's not.
No. All right.
All right,
hold on one sec. Because we disappointed you, you're going to get a pair of tickets to the 24th annual Love Ride.
Oh, you know it.
And California Bike. There you go. Hey, Rick, you got a prize.
That is so great. Let's all go to the 24th annual Love Ride and California Bike Week happening next Friday through Sunday, November 9th to the 11th at the Fairplex in Pomona. Hello, Pomona. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or Ticketmaster. Just check out either one, and let's get right back into the hits. Tim, what do you say? It's Madonna at Kiss FM.
All right.
There we go. I did it for the
There you go. Congratulations. All right, that guy wins the bike ride. What is that thing?
I don't know what that is, but...
The 24th Annual Love Ride and California Bike.
Right.
Bike Week happening next Friday through Sunday, November 9th through the 11th at the Fairplex in Pomona.
Right.
What is...
I don't have any more information on it.
The annual love ride.
Yeah, other than what's on that sheet, Tim, I don't know any more, really.
Good luck. All right, Johnny, Redondo Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Hey, can I get Jerry to give me a couple of old baboos, please?
I probably can work that up.
That's the best. I love it.
Oh, we love you, Johnny.
Yeah, that was my daughter when she was about a year and a half.
She's great.
Maybe even less than that.
Yeah, she was really small.
Like 13 or 14 months.
When she did that, she was great. That's one of the first words that, I mean, one of her first verbalizations.
Yes. Yeah, well, she probably heard it a million times before she said it.
Oh, babo.
Oh, babo. I love it.
All right, we'll keep playing it. Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes.
There he goes. I mean, another satisfied listener, Tim.
How about Jack and Chino Hills, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I also want to say hi to Mr. King of the Damaged.
Oh, yes, he's
yes,
there.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Sure.
Is there a possible way that you guys will ever do a triplet type of show with Doug Stackler? Or has that bridge been burned between
you? You shut the F up!
Hey,
you want an answer?
Doug, he's a fan. Doug, he's a fan.
Goddamn, come down there, you mother effing!
Doug, he's a fan.
Doug.
Get your freaking act together here!
Dougie, please. Yeah, that is an interesting idea.
I would love for that.
Yeah.
Goddamn, am I getting tired of this?
That would be it'd be fun because I do miss the yelling and the craziness and also how bright and funny that guy was.
I'm going to kick your ass all the way to China.
I guess he was on
start off, huh? Damn you, he was mother on effing sons of bitches.
Dougie, please. I guess he was on KLAC yesterday morning, the day before.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
With Joe McDonald? I think that according
I'm not
to
doing this anymore.
Now, this particular, the first clip that Jerry plays here, this is from, what is this from?
Let's hear the first one, Jerry.
You mother effer, shut the F up. You want an answer?
All right, that's from the Vault 350.
I see.
Where somebody called him a derogatory term for a homosexual.
Oh, I see.
And he went nuts on him and jumped in the audience to go after
him. So this is the...
Yeah.
You effing turd! You're a bunch of turds! You shut the F up! Shut the F up! You want an answer? What's the question again? I'll answer it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, can we frigging fix this? God damn, am I getting tired of this? We get, you know, bounced around to every frigging different time slot, and then we frigging show up for work, and they can't even frigging fix the frigging board! God damn it! Get your frigging act together here! Chris, Richard, you frigging tons of fun! You with the frigging Pete Rose hairdo! Get your engineering asses in here and lock this off! I'm not doing this anymore!
He was very popular with the engineers.
Long little doggies.
Very popular. I think one of those guys had died.
Mm. Oh, no.
And the other guy did have a Pete Rose haircut. I'll give him that.
Okay.
All right.
So that was at the Vault. That was in front of a live audience.
Right. All right. Tammy on the 15 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I don't mean to bring the show down or anything, but...
Oh, then don't.
You know that the girl who locked her, I mean, kept her kid in the car and the kid died in Arizona, right?
I didn't hear about that.
No, I didn't know.
Okay, the 17-month-old baby.
Oh, you really are. I mean, how
Wait
can you?
But this is what chicks do. They say, they hear guys having fun and they got to destroy it.
But this is a good idea, okay? Check this out. If everybody, like, especially in the daytime, summertime, and all that, if they could check the car next to them when they park,
Who cares?
That would be so awesome.
Yeah, I know.
All right, get out of here.
Now, Tim, why would she say, I don't want to bring the show down?
And then she talks about a dead baby.
And Jesus Christ.
But you know what? That's what women do. You remember having like a good time when you were a kid and maybe like your aunt or your mom came home and she shut that fun down.
Shut it down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She'll hear like my dad and myself and my brothers in the garage having a good time.
And then it's over?
And then she'll come out and she...
How can she shut it down?
They have a sixth sense of when guys are having a good time and they don't like that.
Right.
And they don't like to see guys have a good time. So they know, they have a feel. They don't even have to hear it or see it.
This is Big Mac?
Anybody, uh-huh. Any woman, they have a sense that guys are having a good time, and they're like, "How can I break that up?"
Right?
Because I'm unable to have that much fun. I want those guys to experience my hell.
Oh, I see.
And they try to bring you down.
And may I ask you that in your own personal experience with Big Red? Does she call herself the Redbird?
Big Mac. Yeah, her initials were MAC, Marianne Conway, my mom.
Big Mac.
Right.
But also the Red Bird or something. She called herself something red something.
Yeah, she called her. I think it was my uncle who called her that. Yeah, the Red Bird. Yeah.
Okay. Right. How did she specifically go about? I mean, breaking up that
yelling.
I see.
Yeah, she would hear my dad and I maybe playing a game of pool with my brothers.
Right. I see.
And start yelling down.
I got you.
Down the hall.
I see.
Busted it up, man. Want to bust it up? Bust it up.
That's Big Red.
Big Red. Put the brakes on. Any kind of fun. Graham in Torrance, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
I'm all right.
All right, dude.
How's Whitman doing with those dogs?
Right. Good.
Oh, Babu. This guy's got one act there. Victor on the 91, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Brian Whitman.
Hello.
I just want to be taking out Brian Whitman style.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what would that be?
The little baby crying with the running feet.
Gabriel on the 91. You're on 97.1.
You guys are big effing studs. Yeah, I was watching SpongeBob the other night, and your dad's on there.
Yeah, I saw that the other night, too. Yeah, he's all over that show.
And then also, I get home late at night. I'm a truck driver, and I seen he was doing the Dean Martin roast.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the guy's, I tell you, he's 73 years old and working harder than he's ever worked in his life.
Yeah. Now, SpongeBob, what's the character that he does on SpongeBob?
Barnacle Boy.
Barnacle Boy.
Man.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's terrific.
Yeah. Barnacle Boy. My kid loves that because my kid like stares at the TV like, wait a minute.
Does she know that it's her grandfather?
No, she doesn't know.
No, that's cute.
But it's like she knows like there's some familiar voice there.
That's very cute.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling, dude.
All right.
There he goes, everybody. Truck driver Gabriel, man.
I said it, man.
All right, Joe in Upland, you're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hey, I was still the other guy that talked about Trevor.
Brian?
Yeah, Brian, we're going to Trevor because you love Trevor. He's the best
announcer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
hey, dude, we're going to send you a family four-pack of tickets to the Home Improvement Show. You like that?
Oh, sure.
All right, goes on November 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Angel Stadium. So why go running around drinking when you can see all the suppliers
right.
in one place?
Look, that's exactly
don't run
right.
Around.
No, look.
Right, we're going to put you on hold. Gina will take your information.
Tim?
Yes, sir.
You're the man.
Thanks, man. All right, hold on one sec. Gina will take your information.
I'm a
drunk.
Hey.
Yeah, can you hook me up?
Yeah, Gina will take your information.
Thank you.
All right,
buddy.
Hold on. Hold on one sec.
Caller? Caller?
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a question?
No.
You're a Libra, aren't you, darling?
He said he was going to send me some tickets or something.
You're a Libra, aren't you, darling?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Libra.
Well, I know this doesn't make sense, but you know that things always happen for a reason. Don't you agree?
Well, I hope so.
I'm seeing some forgetting, possibly. And I'm seeing a new baby in the next 3 months.
A new baby?
Yep. Is there a gentleman in your life?
No, I'm like 43 years old.
I want you to really remember the pill, all right?
I got a new baby?
Yep.
Well, maybe my daughter.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I love you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, there he goes. Give him a prize. He deserves something.
Give him something.
Joe in Upland, man.
Gina, man. Gina hitting it on the phone with Joey, man.
All right, real quickly, a guy's calling from Canada. Tim from Alberta, Canada. You're on the air.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Hi.
Just love your show there, guys.
Thanks, dude. Whereabouts in Alberta are you?
Edmonton, Alberta.
All right. That's pretty
cool. And Tim, I think you'll love this. I'm a bus driver.
All right.
I remember hearing about you did a little bit a little while ago with you had to take the bus.
Oh, yeah, man.
I took the. It's filled with. I don't know what it's like in Edmonton,
yeah,
but in Los Angeles, it's filled with the most depressed people on the planet.
Yeah. Depressed and usually drunk.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
36. You remember when Gretzky left?
Oh, yes.
Pretty depressing?
It was horrible.
How old were you? 15?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Did you ever get over it?
I think so, yes.
Hey, can we send you a family of four-pack of tickets to the Anaheim Angels Home Improvement Show?
Well, plane ticket too?
No.
You know, I do get a couple comments, though, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
You know what I see? Because I listen, what I do is I download this as a podcast and listen to it on my bus with my little earplug in my ear.
Oh, that's
stuff,
pretty cool.
And, one thing I do notice is that I think this is a big brother, little brother relationship you have with Brian.
Oh,
I think, Tim, you like to push his buttons, don't you?
I don't know.
I think that's true.
Yes.
I definitely see that because you say the things that you know is going to get him upset. You know, my brother did the same thing to me. So,
mm-hmm.
And, Brian, I think you take things too personal.
Well,
that's true.
I do appreciate that criticism.
That's absolutely true.
Okay. Thanks,
right.
Guys.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Goodbye.
All right. There he goes.
Right. So what he said about me is absolutely true, but what he said about you is you're not quite sure.
There's a perfect example of that right there, that you take things too a little too personally.
He's dead on with me, but with you, you're not so sure, right? But with me, he nails it, right?
He nailed it. Gotcha.
Right. I see.
Yeah. 100%.
Right.
Locked you off.
Sure.
With me,
Right, not
50-50.
Right, but with me, forget it, man. Yeah, zeroed in, man, like a laser beam, man.
Oh, I tell you, he's a soothsayer when it comes to you. All right, gang, totally open phones, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And it looks like Sam Phillips will be in for Gretchen and Luke's at 11 o'clock. No? Yes? No? Okay. No, no, don't come in here. All right, it's Conway Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Evidently, I screwed up. Gretchen Massey is going to be in tonight.
Yes, Gretchen and Sammy Sam Phillips, man.
Or as Sam calls her, sure. Gretchen Massing.
She calls her Gretchen Massing?
Yeah, M-A-S-S-I-N-G.
Oh, that's not her name.
Sam Phillips and Gretchen Massing.
Oh, maybe just call her Gretchen then. I mean, I wouldn't go for the... I'd just call her Gretchen. I mean, if you're a little... Oh, my God. She's
so pissed. All right, totally open phones, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Matt in Chino Hills, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Nothing.
Hey, Matt.
You guys are the best.
Thanks, Matt.
I want to ask Whitman, when is he going to run the mile?
Well, you know, something interesting happened with that, Matt. I was challenged on the air by Tim to run a mile in 15 minutes, and then they brought it down to 12 minutes, I think.
It was 10.
And I think he settled on 10 minutes, and of course I'm prepared to do it, and obviously I can do it. I do it in well under 10 minutes.
Have you been training? Is that why
it's No. But management, they brought in a doctor to evaluate me. And I guess on the advice of the doctor that they brought in, management wouldn't allow us to do that on the air because there was some fear about...
He gets exhausted standing on the rail at Santa Anita watching a mile race.
Oh, with those mustard, huh?
Yeah. Hey, man, that mustard crown.
All right, Matt, thanks, man.
Yeah, so I'm not doing that. They're not letting me do it. Again, it's another example where, you know, I want to do it. I want to do something. I want to show my stuff, and they're not letting me do it.
They're a corporate station guy, and then they keep holding you back.
They forbid me to do it. They said I can't do it on the air because I guess they're afraid that I'll drop dead or something. And
Jason in Northridge, you're on 97.1.
Hey, you guys are big studs, man.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I just want to thank Whitman for being there the whole week.
This is the fifth day in a row.
Thank you.
Oh, you had a bet with the coworkers?
Yeah, we're betting whether or not Whitman was going to be there the whole week, and I'm getting a free lunch on Monday because of
this.
Oh, well, congratulations. Yeah. Yes, here I am, of course. And
day five.
Yeah, and I am happy to be here, of course, ready to serve, protect and serve.
Awesome. All right, thank you, guys.
Congratulations on that lunch. All right.
You know, I almost today, you know.
Almost called in sick?
Yeah, I could have blown his, almost blew his streak today.
At what time were you planning on not showing up?
No. I never don't show up.
I know, but I mean, like at 3 o'clock, we're going to call and go,
I was thinking.
It's not going
to
happen.
Well, because I was at the doctor today, you know, I went to the doctor. So I had like a lot of things to do. So like I did a lot of things. And in the course of doing all of this stuff, I thought, oh, God, I got to be up all night and I got to go in there and. You know, he's going to,
Is that a Von Huesen shirt you're wearing?
So I wrestled with it in my mind. I thought, you know what? I'm going to go in. I have a long day today to go see the psychiatrist and get my prescriptions filled and do a lot of different and various tasks.
And you feel better for it, don't you?
I feel better for it.
Yeah, you're up.
Yeah.
Part of society.
Right. So thanks, Tim.
Ben in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, man. Brian Whitman kisses his own ass, man. Let me tell you, Tim, you missed it. On Wednesday, on Halloween, mm-hmm. Brian Whitman thought he was the man. Thought he was the man with his Halloween trivia and his blockbuster hit 2001 Maniacs and bragging about a three-second voiceover. And
well, no, that's not what happened. Excuse me, sir. Sam Phillips was talking about Phantasm 2, that she's in the movie Phantasm 2.
Did we ever talk about 2001 Maniacs?
Well, when she brought it up, I told her that I was in. We're talking about scary. Excuse me. No. We were talking about scary movies. We're playing clips of Friday the 13th, and then I did the Stump Whitman on Halloween trivia, and that was what we had.
You're very impressive. love with that, by the way.
Thank you, Tim. Excuse me, sir.
Okay,
we had a ton of contestants. I could have done it until midnight, but we shut it down. I gave away some great prizes. Honest to Christ, I don't need a review from you.
Okay.
And you don't have to, you know, and what you don't have to do,
one more point,
Ben, is call Tim, you know, like you're calling my dad or something, you know. Oh, and by the way, when you were in here, ba-bang, ba-boom, ba-boom. Please.
When the cat's away, the mice will play, and you were playing.
You heard every word of it, didn't you? You listened to it.
Check it out. Look, at one point, there was a two-part question, right?
You listened to it.
He answers the first part. He doesn't know the second part. And turns to Sam Phillips. She says, well, I guess he stumped you, Witty. He goes, but I did get that first part right, didn't I?
All right, Ben, please. All right, let's...
I listened to every word of it, too.
Let Brian enjoy his weekend.
Didn't he listen to every word of it?
I mean, I listened to a lot of that show. Yeah. It was very good.
Yeah, he listened to every word of it. That's what I love when people complain, say, I can't stand you, and you did this, and you did this, and you did this, and they hear every word of it.
Let's talk to Sean in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Oh. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Sick now.
Hey, Brian, I just wanted to ask you, dude, do you travel a lot by any chance?
No, I'm not. Not
very mobile.
No, I'm not like a world traveler. No, I don't.
He barely gets around the valley.
When I have to go somewhere, I go. But I much prefer just to sit home. Why do you ask?
I know Tim's married and he's.
Thank you.
I don't travel. I'm a homebody.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on 1 second, dude. You're starting to sweat and grab your stomach again.
I feel like crap now. After screaming at that guy, oh.
What happened to you?
I don't know, but my stomach now after yelling at that idiot.
Did that neutralize any of the psychiatrists?
Yeah, a little bit. It brought me back, actually. Turned the page back.
How much you spent an hour with the guy?
100. I have the receipt.
$130 an hour?
Please don't say the name of the place I go to.
I won't say the name of the doctor.
But his name is not on the receipt.
Dr. Doomy, all right? $120 an hour. How much did that guy bring you down?
The caller?
Yeah. $30?
Yeah, well, there's the receipt, $120. They don't take insurance.
But he knocked you down $30?
Yeah, probably. Easily.
I could never do that.
Oh, I just don't feel well. Now I'm stressing.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
I don't know. It's just, but...
You're not going to throw up again, are you?
No, please, don't say that. Don't say that.
You got that pizza to take home. You got a big night.
I feel like crap all of a sudden. Uh-oh. It's because I had to yell at that guy, and it gets all of the acid going in my stomach, and I got sharp pains in my side. I mean, why? What does that guy want to call? Why does a guy want to call me and fight with me like that and get me all crazy? Oh, babu.
Armando in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, you're the man.
You know it, man.
Brian, with the writers going on strike, who's going to be writing his material because he sucks without them?
Yes.
Brian,
get out of here. Get out of here, dude. He's got plenty of writers here. We got 9 writers on the show.
That's exactly right. And
we need material.
He needs material. There's no two ways about it.
All right, let's get you some water, dude. I don't want you getting sick again. I'm not driving to the valley and then coming back.
I just don't feel well. I mean, honest to God, and it's Ben. It's the caller Ben. So if you're still listening, you did this, Ben.
Ben, don't.
You mother effer.
Ben, please give a guy a break. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Anything you'd like to talk about? Friday from 10 to 11.
Yeah,
just call us here at 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
I said it.
All right, back to Sean in Los Angeles. Sean, you're back on the air. I apologize.
Oh, it's all right, guys. So, basically what I was wanting to get at is, I know Brian, I just think that you're, way too stressed out, man.
Yeah.
I think you need to do some traveling, get out of,
the valley?
No, not just that. Just, you're all enveloped in, all these people are, giving you a hard time and stuff all the time. You need to get out, relax. When you come back, I think, you wouldn't take it so hard.
Right, right. So go
where do you suggest it goes?
Where do you think I should go?
What I'm suggesting is, I don't know if you guys are interested, but I would love to invite you guys to come to Shanghai with me and my wife, and you can bring your family and whatever.
All right. Yeah,
that sounds interesting. When are you leaving?
We're going mid-December.
For how long?
We'll be there for a few months, actually.
And you have a place there?
I can't do that.
Yeah, we have some houses there.
I might do that.
Yeah, but I can't go for a few months to Shanghai. Well, I mean, what do you think I am? I mean, you think that they'd let me leave?
It's a great offer, Sean.
It's very nice of you, but I mean, you think the station would just let me take 2 months to go to China?
For like a week or a couple of days, you know. I'm telling you, I would show you an awesome time there. You would not even remember your problems when you got back.
Are there hot chicks there, or do you like the Zen and the eating right?
Right.
Oh, come on.
No.
Seriously.
Right.
Give me a break.
Exactly right. Give me a break.
I might go with my family.
Yeah, you can bring them. There's lots of fun stuff.
But you're with your wife.
I mean, 2-year-old.
Didn't you mention, Sean, that you go with your wife?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a 2-year-old also.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know all the family stuff.
They can run around together, these 2 years.
Oh, look, no, look, you know what? You know, these people are running around in Shanghai or whatever they do, wherever they go, and, you know, running around with his wife in China. Well, look, you know, if that's what he wants to do,
well, then go ahead
and do it.
Really appreciate the offer, buddy.
That's very nice of you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Anytime.
All right, there he goes, man. That's a... awesome offer from that.
Now, I got like a swingers vibe there, that he was inviting me to go to Shanghai with his wife, and Shanghai, the missus, man.
I didn't get the same vibe once he talked about his kid. Paul in Hawthorne, you're on 97.1.
Oh, look.
Yeah, I don't know about that guy.
He might
slip you a Mickey over there and give you a
He's running around.
No, look, you know, you know what? That's exactly right. And that's what they do. And they go to Shanghai and they do this and, the wonton,
squeeze blood out of stones.
Oh, look, you know, you can't squeeze blood out of a stone.
Even a clock.
Look, a broken clock is right 2 times a day. And, she fills the rocks in his head. The spaces in his head, she fills them. With that dum-dum, that idiot she's running around with. Anyway.
All right, what do you got?
He's too concerned about you. That's
right. No, it's fine. It's fine.
All right, Paul, what do you want?
Well, actually, I got a tape of Lycus back from 89 doing a promo on KFI.
Let's hear it.
And, see how different he sounds here. Actually, he sounds sort of like Whitman. He was around the same age as he was. Okay, hold on.
All right.
Well. Hi, this is Tom Lycus, and if there's an issue in the news... we're probably going to be talking about it this afternoon from 2 until 6 here on KFI AM 640. We have newsmaker guests. We have big debates on current issues. And, of course, you always have an opportunity to get involved. Plus, Mark Dennis and Mike Nolan keep you updated on traffic. Tracy Miller with news. And we have updated weather forecast twice each hour. Join us. The Tom Lycus program, Talk Radio with Twice the Traffic, this afternoon from 2 to 6 here on KFI AM 640.
I don't give an F! I think there's something wrong with that tape.
Did you speed that up?
No, that's him. That's him.
But that's a cassette tape, obviously, right? You're playing a cassette tape?
No. That's exactly how he sounds.
I know.
Is it a cassette tape?
But it's a cassette tape.
Yeah, but
that's boy.
Yeah, there's different speeds on those cassette tapes. That doesn't sound like... yeah, but that's interesting, buddy. We appreciate you taking the time.
That was back when
he
had the little, the little Lord Fauntleroy haircut. And
the what?
He had the little Lord Fauntleroy haircut, and I kill.
David in the Valley, you're on 97.1.
Hey, you guys are great.
Hey, thank you.
I want to hear that drop of that crazy hysterical woman.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, with the dog?
The one that you guys are playing Whitman going crazy. And then
with the dogs.
No.
That's Brian talking about his dogs.
Right. That's me. Yeah, this is a tape of me. Right. Play it. That's me.
They're not inside. My dogs are not inside. They have to stay inside.
Why?
They're adopted.
They're living beings.
No.
Right, that's me. Yeah. So in case you're just tuning in, that's a tape of me.
Louie and Oxnard, you're on 97.1.
Hi, Louie.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yesterday you were talking about that Tom Lycus impersonator at the West Hollywood party.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes,
Yeah,
really? Oh, boy.
I talked to him for like 10 minutes.
KFI. Twice the traffic. And, of course, Tracy Miller Martinez. We'll be talking about important issues from 2 until 6.
That Tom Lycus impersonator, he was hilarious, man. I was standing right next to him, and he must have signed 10 racks from just what I saw.
Where was that? West Hollywood?
What a stud.
Yeah, it was that giant block party, 300,000 people down there.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I asked Gina, though. I said, straight guys don't go to that party, and she confirmed
She confirmed that it's an all-gay event, basically.
No.
No.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys want the marriages.
Oh, look, and... no. Hey, look, you know what? They want to be married, you know. So, you know, they want their cake and eat it, too. You know, everybody everybody wants their hands out. Everybody wants something for nothing. And, well, look, you know, if that's the way you want it to be, well, then, you know, go
that's
that way. Well, no, but look, you know, if enough, hey, look, No. If enough people wanted it to be that way, that's the way it would be.
All right, dude.
You know the noose thing?
No.
The noose. Yes, he does. Yeah. A picture of me with a noose. Yeah.
No, that's not Photoshop. I was talking to that guy, and he said, what's this about? And he was doing it in the character Tom Likas, and he said it's because Brian Whitman needs new material, and he keeps imitating Tom Likas.
Was his impersonation any good?
Oh, it was dialed in.
Doing, like, the Today or the KFI impression?
He was doing the modern Tom Likas.
The modern, all right. So not from the tape that we heard a moment ago with promoting the traffic and the news.
The new thing is because you're always impersonating him with saying, give yourself enough rope, you're going to hang yourself.
Right. Right you are.
All right. Thanks, dude. Let's talk to Leslie in Carson. You're on 97.1.
Guys, when are you going to have Jerry overeat from the vending machine?
Oh. Yeah,
he does that off the air every day.
Yeah.
But you mean on the air?
On the air, please.
Oh, on
did
the
you
air.
Like it when he had the what was it? It was a jalapeno burger, I think, from the
he got sick
from the
that.
Vending machine.
I didn't get sick, but I didn't feel well for a while. I wasn't like throwing up or anything, but
so how about Tuesday?
That might be a good idea.
Why not Monday? Why do you skip Monday? Will you not be listening Monday?
No, last time we had him, he was going to do it a couple weeks ago. He called me up, and he wasn't feeling well, and he said he'd probably puke
if he did it, right.
Yeah, he said his stomach was on fire. Isn't that right?
Right. Yeah, the last time we were going to do it, I didn't feel well, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good time.
Thank you.
Not a good way to start that. All right, Leslie, what else do you want?
That's it. That's what I wanted to hear.
Tommy, thanks for calling, baby.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes.
Thank you.
Mike in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Yeah. Hey, guys, this is the Mike that was in Century City Hospital.
Right.
Oh, yeah, how you feeling?
I'm glad you're out of the hospital.
Good, man, I got out of the big house.
Good.
the rich guy who's to Shanghai for months on end?
Yeah, man.
Don't forget, remember in the old Warner Brothers cartoons?
Right.
Remember what Bugs Bunny used to always say?
Yeah, man.
Don't get Shanghai'd.
That's right, man.
All right, man.
I said it, man.
All right.
KFI AM 640. We'll have all of the issues coming up this afternoon from 2 to 6 with Mark Dennis and Tracy Miller.
All right, gang. We got to get out of here.
All right, am I done?
I think you are, yeah. We've had some requests of Larry...
Miller?
Larry Klein. Larry King.
Oh.
Talking to
I gotta
Jerry
go.
Seinfeld, everybody.
Yeah, this is a great tape.
Stay tuned for Gretchen and No Lukes.
Gretchen and Sammy Phillips, man.
Yeah, Gretchen Massey and Sam Phillips. And they'll be on until, I don't know.
They're on until 1 a.m., I think.
1 o'clock?
It's a very special Gretchen and the Lukes.
Yeah.
The Lukes is on the road, and it's time for Slam and Sammy.
I don't know what their topic's going to be.
The action turns to fun with Slam and Sammy.
Have you ever dated someone in the workplace?
Would you date someone in the workplace? Would you date a coworker? Have you
dated
a
guy with a gun?
Would you date a gun owner? Yeah.
Right. We like to alienate ourselves from everybody else here at the station.
Oh, I'm schwitzing now.
I know. You got to get out of here. You're going to puke.
Got to go
home.
All
right, it's Conway and Whitman. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Here's Larry King and Jerry Seinfeld. Might be the dumbest thing Jerry was ever asked in his career.
And they put us on Thursday. We went from 58 to 4 in 1 week. And that was it. And then we started doing better than Cheers. And then I don't know how it happened.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did. So.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented. Is this still CNN?
Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also.
You would.
But... Yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were.
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers last episode.
Boy, you don't take it so bad.
Well, that's the big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Jeez.
B-movie opens. B-movie opens.
Can we get a resume in here for
B-movie
me?
B-movie opens
Larry
tomorrow.
Can go over?
We'll be right back.
It's time to say goodbye. It was great and we can't wait till once again we all say hi. But for now we'll say goodbye. We must be on our way, on our way. We will shout, I used my noggin today. I used my noggin today.
Big Jimmy!
There is no attitude. I didn't have an attitude. That's the way I talk.